Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Luke Raspberry here, joined with Coach Joe Lentz for our weekly Lentz Lowdown. Coach, how are you doing today, sir?
Good, Luke. How are you?
Doing good, as always. The Lady Giants have been playing extremely well lately. They've won 9 of their last 10 and really heating up lately. Could you talk about those last 3 wins since the last time I talked to you? Avon, Center Grove, and Franklin Central?
Well, all 3 were games that we played really well. We've improved defensively. We got a lot of areas we can improve even more defensively, but offensively what's happened is that we've kind of spread the wealth around. Before Nia's injury, for example, she was obviously going to have to score 20 to 25 points a game for us to be successful, and since she's come back, the offensive load has really been spread around pretty well. Kira Goss has picked up into double figures, averaging now over these last several games. Ambria Winsey has provided a tremendous offensive spark for us, getting to the rim and creating situations for others. She's also picked up a lot of assists. And Sherelle Newsom has a dead-eye outside shot that has really perplexed a lot of people that we've played. It's like, who do you guard? They obviously think they have to guard Nia, you know, junior all-star, all-state candidate and all that. And but then just like against Franklin Central, Sherelle hit 7 out of 8 from three-point range. You got to guard that. And then when you do, you leave everybody else open. So we've just offensively, we've executed much, much better. Putting the ball in the basket helps a lot.
Of course, and I know a big stat for you is how many points you score per possession. And Franklin Central, you actually scored 1.21 points per possession. That is very, very good. Was there a certain thing you thought maybe helped you against Franklin Central with that, or just a great game with your team?
Shooting 58% from the field helps out a lot. And when you hit 9 three-pointers, that obviously increases your odds. If you're hitting two-pointers, that's only 2 points per possession, and 3 points is obviously one more point per possession. And we shot 53%. From three-point range, which is outstanding. That's the big thing. And the fact that we only had 11 turnovers for the game.
Of course. And we had just talked a little bit about Sherelle Newsom, 7 of 8 from the three-point line against Franklin Central. The record for Ben Davis actually is 8 three-pointers in one game. So she was 1 off from tying and 2 away from breaking that record. Could you talk just a second about how well Sherelle Newsom has shots developed over the season and how she's been able to really become an offensive weapon for your offense?
Well, she's worked awfully hard through the last couple of years at her shooting. I mean, she came into us as a freshman as an outstanding shooter, and she's just gotten more confident and better. And she knows how to move now a little bit better without the basketball, so she can get into good positions for her shot to fall. I think confidence and the fact that other people are also able to score and they recognize that she can score, as they're much more willing to share the basketball. Our whole team has been much more willing to share the basketball, which is why we're having success right now.
Of course. And your last regular season game is going to be tomorrow against Carmel. Big game, great team in Carmel. What are you going to have to do to maybe keep your team focused on this game, not look forward to the tournament, and really hunkle down and play a great game against Carmel tomorrow?
Well, it's a conference game, and it's a pride game, and we are on a nice run, 9 out of the last 10, as you said. And it'd be great to really build some confidence to defeat them at their place. To do that, we're going to have to handle their pressure. They press very well. They're very long, very smart, quick and athletic. They're very balanced in their scoring. We're going to have to handle their pressure. We're going to have to be able to be to execute very well offensively so that we can get some good looks at the basket. If we don't turn the ball over, we got a great chance to score enough points to win.
Of course, of course. And we actually have our tournament bracket draws. You drew Decatur Central for your first game. Is that a draw that you have any emotions about, mixed emotions, good, bad, or is that just kind of a good one for you?
I think it's a good draw. Obviously, you know, nobody likes to play the favored team right off the bat, and Pike's got to be the favored team. As the draw stands, we wouldn't run into them until the championship game, and so I'm okay with that.
Right, and that would be a very, very good game. Of course, you'd have to beat Decatur Central, then you have to play Southport, and then you get to play Pike in a championship game, which would really be a great rematch of that game earlier in the season. Really a great game, really more of a rivalry game here at Ben Davis and Pike. Always great to see those two teams playing, no matter what sport it is.
It is a rivalry, no doubt about it. Sometimes it hasn't always been the most healthy of rivalries, but it's great to have a rival, and you know, for a sectional championship to be at stake, which I hope we can both get there. That'd be a really good night.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Any last second thoughts before we let you go?
Don't think so.
Okay, thank you very much, Coach. Tune in next week for our weekly Lentz Lowdown with Luke Raspberry speaking for Coach Joe Lentz. Thank you very much.